This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Thank you, Tom Caron, for painting the picture. He claps, he pumps his fist. I know exactly what happened. That's a hell of a play-by-play man right there. And maybe a hell of a young second baseman, Christian Campbell, yesterday, today, getting a double, making some plays defensively. And I don't know if you guys have noticed here on WEEI Afternoons, but Alex Cora, a former middle infielder, utility infielder, second baseman, has really been fixating on Christian Campbell's defensive mechanics and the importance of him improving in that area. I believe one of the quotes I read at one point was, an inch matters in terms of glove placement, in terms of turning double plays and things of that. Don't raise your eyebrows at me, Dan Ball.
I'm just glad you added the context, because that could have gone anywhere.
I'm talking baseball. An inch matters in baseball with your glove placement around second base.
You're not talking about your height?
It matters there, too, and unfortunately, I don't have enough. I wish I was a little bit taller. I wish I was a baller, but I'm not. Yesterday, Alex Cora told reporters after the game, Campbell did a good job. He made some plays. He's going to get more reps there. He played there today, so it feels like he's getting comfortable. He put a good swing on his double, had the walk. That was good, but I think defensively, today was the first day I was able to see it. That was the part I found most interesting.
Yeah, he hadn't seen much of him at second base, which is weird.
And it's like he's being, because David Hamilton is a veteran. He played last year in the infield. He is in the best shape of his life, if you believe everybody down there. Has had a nice spring. I think most people are targeting David Hamilton to be the opening day second baseman.
It was basically at the start, him and Vaughn Grissom were the kind of two leading candidates.
And then Vaughn Grissom kind of hasn't taken the opportunity. Christian Campbell hasn't hit well. He was striking out way too much. I think they eventually would love to see Christian Campbell at second base, but he hasn't been able to secure that job. But again, he's taking steps closer, and I don't think it's over yet. I mean, I know opening day is, what are we now, 9 days away next Thursday?
8 days away next Thursday. And the first game is your Red Sox against the Rangers. And I believe it's a 4:05 first pitch, so you'll have a nice 1 hour WEEI afternoon pregame, followed by the official Red Sox pregame show. And then the 2025 campaign is underway. Guys, this from my buddy Jay, who was actually in Southwest Florida today at the game. Just left the Sox game. They had Marcelo Meyer playing second base. Awesome time. Campbell missed a play that would have been amazing had he made it. Mayer just missed a home run as well. Both are way bigger physically than the last time I saw them. A noted physical improvement in real life. So that's interesting to hear from a fan's perspective, someone who lives in Florida and goes to spring training, that you can notice and see that they've actually both grown physically as well and are looking more imposing, major league ready, and talented.
We should also remind you that next Wednesday, the day before opening day, we will begin our season-long series of interviews with Alex Cora. I think he's going to join us more often than not in the 2 o'clock hour, depending on the schedule for that day, that night with the Red Sox. But Alex Cora, which anyone who's listened in the past knows, those are tremendous interviews here on WEEI Afternoons.
think the opposite of Bill Belichick. Think of a Bill Belichick interview. Think the opposite, and that's Alex Cora actually talking to you professionally about his baseball team and all his players and answering questions.
Just real quick on that, he's got it feels like there's a different tone from Alex. Think about it. This time last year, he didn't have a long-term deal. The team wasn't spending any money. It was a lot of question marks. Not so much now. He's got his long-term deal. He's got a lot of answers already kind of – questions already answered, and he's kind of he's dancing a different tune this spring training.
And I don't know if you'll agree with me. Like, I still think he has questions to answer about his baseball team, but the difference is there are answers. He just has to pick the answer, and the answer might even change over April, yeah. May. But it felt like in the past we had questions about certain roles or positions, and you're like, I don't know, like shrug emoji. I don't know who you want to put there. Now it's like, do you want Grissom, Campbell, or Hamilton? You pick your flavor, and the flavor could change as one of those guys gets hot or develops, and I think that's part of the evolution for him. I did get a text from a certain mole that wanted to help me out. Apparently, Christian Campbell also mastered the old ABS today, which is the automated...
Sweet abs?
No, well, I thought that too when I read the text the first time, but it's ABS. They could have capitalized it, so I know
the automatic braking system.
Nope, the automated balls and strikes system, which should be ABSS, but it isn't. They cut one off for savings, I guess, according to the mattress discounter that I've heard before in their commercials. But he utilized that to overturn a strikeout, drew a walk, and then that led into a Yoshida home run, so... Crazy like a fox, young Christian Campbell, earning some bonus. That's got to earn you some bonus points with the manager, too, right? Something like that.
Are you kidding me?
You use your ABS, you don't strike out, you walk, and then after the walk, there's a home run. Like, that's winning baseball
like
right
up,
there.
Baby.
That's winning baseball.
It's not going to help him in the regular season in the majors, but it's no. Baseball IQ.
He's also young, so it could help him in the regular season someday in the majors.
Yeah,
right?
Someday. Not today.
That's a separate debate that I know Tito Francona was not allowing the Reds to use the ABS during spring training for that very reason, Dan Ball.
Right, because it's not a 2025 regular season thing, right. Although I love it personally.
Absolutely.
It's quick, it's effective, you only get a certain amount, I believe, I don't know the specifics.
I think it's only like two or something, it's pretty low.
I think of all the replays that are available in sports, this one has a lot of merits to
it. It's very similar to the advent of the NFL's, whatever they call the booth review, where like, the ref is walking back, and he's like, I've been told that was not a first down, mm-hmm. So we are respotting it. It's like, on the fly, quick, get it done, move on. So the Red Sox played today. They are winding down spring training. Major League Baseball is underway in Japan.
Tokyo.
In the Dodgers won today. I think they may actually go 162-0 because they are a super team.
They have this guy that DHs. Apparently, he used to pitch as well, and there's rumor that he may again.
Yeah,
number 17.
He good.
Shohei Ohtani. This guy looks good, man.
I think it's called Ohtani. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah,
okay.
I think so. Not positive.
Honest to God, is it possible that the Dodgers got a $70 million a season bargain?
Oh, absolutely.
Perhaps,
absolutely. Yeah. If he pitches again, he's a bargain because Soto just got same money to just hit. Like, and they have a guy that does both. That contract will age well as long as he stays healthy.
I got to give you guys one little story from the Athletic. Evan Drellich is covering this what do they call it, the Tokyo series?
Yes.
In Tokyo, Japan, early this morning or whenever after the game. And he was talking about during the game. Mm-hmm. That just outside of the dome where they played the game, fans streamed through a 31,000 square foot Major League Baseball retail store. Okay, and in this retail store, Fanatics, the company Fanatics, MLB clocked an average of 1,100 transactions every hour across 140 registers.
Jesus, they're printing money.
It's
Manfred, you've got to be kidding me.
That's how you give Ohtani, $750 million.
Manfred.
Remember, Andy, when we were talking about, like, would the Red Sox be interested in him on our weekend show, I floated the idea, and I know it goes against everything that they have in the collective bargaining agreement and blah, blah, blah. But if I were the Red Sox, I would have come at him with, like, a piece of the jersey sales. It was all based on the Messi contract that was signed at Inter Miami, Ted. Like, the idea that, like, he gets a piece of Apple TV rev, he gets jersey sales, he gets to buy into the MLS when he's done. Like, he's going to make a fortune there like he has around the world. Shohei Ohtani is worth every damn penny the Dodgers have paid, and I wish the Red Sox could have been like, Sam Adams is giving you a dollar for every beer. You're going to get, Fenway Johnny's is giving you $5 off every Ohtani, $5 for every Ohtani burger.
You're whatever the new co-host on Charlie Moore Outdoors.
Yeah, fine.
Unlimited
cameos on WEI afternoons. Whatever.
If you can pitch and hit, I bet you can fish too. He seems like he does a lot well. But Ted, I'm glad you brought that up because it's something I wanted to touch on today. The popularity of baseball in Japan is obvious. I read a stat that they have somewhere between the people answer that 65% to 70% of Japanese residents claim they are baseball fans.
Yeah, I would
so
love two-thirds. I'd love to know what football fans in America, what that is, just to have something to compare it to.
Well, I can give you MLB baseball. It's
in America?
It's dropped below 50% of Americans call themselves baseball fans. So less than 50% of Americans say they're baseball. I kind of was too. But in Japan, it's rising. It's at 66% and rising. And it made me wonder. Now, I did a little research, these numbers, in a lot of places where Mexico, it's only like 10%. There's others that are in low numbers. But in totality, is there a chance that baseball is becoming more popular globally than it is in the U.S., where, you know, we're Major League Baseball, where it originated? I don't know if it's there yet, but it feels like it's trending in that direction, and especially your numbers and the way I saw get-in prices were $3,500, and there really weren't many tickets available because most people that had them had no interest in selling them. They wanted to go to the game.
I hear what you're saying, and Rob Manfred, when he talks about Japan specifically, he thinks that there's payoffs in the billions there eventually. I don't know if it's as – I think basketball is more of a global game than
– Oh, it is.
So basketball, there was they referenced the NBA in here, that there's 200 TVs, 200 countries that watch NBA games.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the NFL has almost that much as far as watching the Super Bowl. But I don't know what it is for Major League Baseball as far as how many countries are watching Major League Baseball. My guess is it's a lot less than 200.
It's less. Now, obviously, you have some of the Caribbean, the Dominican areas that are popular.
Yeah.
But I did wonder if it goes in this direction, and I don't know how far it can go, we're so used to Ohtani coming to America, Sasaki coming to America, Ichiro coming to America. Will there ever be a time that the interest and maybe the finances allows more American baseball players to consider, oh, I'll go play in Japan, and not just at the end of their careers? We've seen some of that. I think Lou Maloney may have played in Japan for one year.
Yeah. So that's that old Tom Selleck movie, Mr. Baseball.
Yes.
That used to be continue your career.
But could it happen that a guy says, oh, you're offering me $60 million for a season? I'll come play in Japan. It looks fun.
But the best of the best play in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, for now, we'll see. I don't know. Did you happen to notice today's game? Both starting pitchers, Japanese. The guy we're talking about, Japanese. Like, I believe the starting pitcher tomorrow, one of the two is Japanese.
Yeah.
Like, there's an influx
of
talent.
They're still coming over here to play.
Yeah, but maybe they'll stop coming over here and tell you to come over there.
They have a major
league. My house.
They have a professional league over there, but it's the best players in Japan still want to come over here and play because of the money.
Go and, USA, boys.
But with numbers like that and passion
Keith,
like that,
Keith?
The money might continue to grow in Japan. I don't know. I find it interesting. Yeah. It's also interesting in comparison to the NFL. So we've had the Wembley games, all the England games, the Europe games, whatever.
Yeah.
And it's led to discussion. Oh, could there ever be a team in England? Could there be a division in Europe? We'll put four teams over there. Well, you can't have American teams playing in Japan, right? It just wouldn't be possible. So you grow the game over there.
Well, they are right now.
No. I mean, like, a team there.
Like a team in London?
They say put a team in London.
Yeah. No way.
If you are in Japan, it's impossible. You'd have to also have, like, you couldn't do it. There's really no way to do it. It's literally a world away, basically, to play over there. But it's good for the game of baseball in general, World Baseball Classics and things of that nature.
Think about the countries that play in the World Baseball Classic, though. They're not. It's Dominican. It's Cuba.
Oh, yeah.
It's Puerto Rico. What is that? No, that's not right. It's Japan. It's Korea. South Korea.
I like that you caught yourself.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah,
well
I caught
done.
Myself there. That doesn't make sense.
It's part of America, you idiot.
So I just don't think it has the global appeal, and I don't know if it ever will.
Anything possible!
All right, I'm gonna quiz with Stiz. You ready? When was the Major League Baseball started? When did it start? Not Major League Baseball, but when did baseball start being played in Japan?
1977.
Nope.
1969.
Nice. No, it's 1875.
So, like, the same as here?
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I'm not kidding. Yeah.
Look, this is very much like the quiz with Stiz. That doesn't sound right.
So
there's a deep
Wiki says baseball was first introduced into Japan in 1859.
Oh, so I was wrong. So
you were actually giving it to modern age.
Right.
Even earlier.
Thank you, Stiz.
Wow, this is like the quiz with Stiz.
1859.
I am... My mom.
I was like late 1800s.
Is it A?
In all seriousness, does that not blow anyone else's mind? But
mind blown.
Doesn't that show you the popularity of the sport? Soccer is a world sport because it's been around the longest.
Yeah,
baseball is a popular sport.
Mutations of into cricket and other sports that just involve like a stick and a ball. That doesn't surprise me. The way we play it probably hasn't been around the same, but in some variation, shape, or form, it doesn't surprise me that it ball, stick, swing, hit, run has been around for a century and a half.
Like our kids. Pickleball in like 80 years is going to be like the biggest thing ever.
We'll see.
All right. I'm just saying.
It feels like it could be.
You never know.
It's quite popular and it is fun.
Unless everyone tears an Achilles playing it.
So there's a deep, rich history of the sport in that country. And that's part of why it is as popular as it is.
You really did teach me something. 1859 or to 70, somewhere in that range, a long freaking time ago. This is a dumb question, Dan Ball, but in our stats and information department.
Yeah.
When did we start playing baseball in the U.S.?
I don't know. I'll look.
I mean, because I thought it was like a mid-1800s type game.
Late 1800s, yeah.
So, it can't be late.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
1800s.
1862.
Wait, there was baseball in Japan before the U.S.?
Mm-hmm. How about
that? So Abner Doubleday is a fraud? Cooperstown is a fraudulent place?
And in classic quiz with Stiz fashion, I found 1846.
I feel like that has to be right. Because, because you would have just shaken everything we've been built on if Japan invented baseball.
And you know where it was created, Andy? The state of Atlanta.
I just got that for a minute.
Oh, man.
Everybody's bullying everybody today.
Baseball's the national game in Japan.
Well, I believe that. I didn't realize. If this had been a quiz with Stiz, I would have no chance of getting that off the bat.
That's why I asked you.
That was well done, Ted.
All right, I'm answering this question once and for all. The first record of baseball is in French in 1344.
Oof. What about Abner Doubleday and all that?
So, adaptations years later, whatever else. But
so he stole it?
Yeah.
So he's like any good comedian. He just stole it from somewhere and moved on.
Well, to Fitzy's point about ball, stick, hit, run, those concepts were out there for hundreds of years before that.
Yes. That is correct.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. 617.
As a matter of fact, that was the original name, Ball Hit Stick Room.
617-779-7937. Yes, Ted?
If the Red Sox were smart, they do what the Dodgers are doing, which I read in this Atlantic article, is that you kind of got to be in Japan and cultivating relationships with the Japanese players and the system to get their players on your team.
Oh, yeah.
You can't come in. Oh, the Dodgers have been working on for years trying to get Shohei Ohtani to their team.
Right.
And then once he was about to go to the Angels originally to come to America and play in the Major League, it was like all these teams came in late.
Right.
And it was like, no. That's from a cultural standpoint, the Japanese wouldn't vibe with those other teams because they just came in last minute where they had already laid foundations with the Angels and the Dodgers
it's
and that
a
kind
long
of thing.
Recruitment. And
there's a cultural
the
difference, and you have to be very mindful of that when you are trying to pluck their players to play in the major leagues.
Tom Selleck taught me that. Mr. Baseball.
Great movie, man.
617-779-7937, WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we talk about the Boston Celtics. They play the Nets tonight without Jaylen Brown as we continue to work our weird way through the end of the season as they prepare for the playoffs. They need to stay rested, but don't get rusty. Talking a little Celtics up next here on WEEI Afternoons.